Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you've tuned in today because we're diving into a topic that comes up time and time again in the exam, training and development, whether you're revising for AQA, EdExcel, OCR, or any other board. This topic is a guaranteed mark earner if you know it well. Over the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover everything you need. The key definitions, the different types of training, why businesses invest in it, and crucially, how to write answers that actually pick up marks. We'll also do a quick fire quiz at the end to test your recall, so stick around for that. Grab a pen if you can, because there are some key phrases and structures you'll want to note down. Let's get started. Right, first things first, let's nail the definitions because examiners love it when candidates open with a clear, precise definition. Training is the process of teaching employees specific skills or knowledge needed to perform their current job role effectively. Think of it as job-focused. It's about what you need to do right now. Development, on the other hand, is broader. It refers to the longer-term growth of an employee's abilities, preparing them for future roles and responsibilities. Development is about where you're going, not just where you are. This distinction is really important. If an exam question asks you to explain the difference between training and development, you need to make that contrast crystal clear. Training equals current skills. Development equals future growth. Got it? Great. Now let's look at the main types of training. There are two big categories you absolutely must know: on-the-job training and off-the-job training. On-the-job training happens in the workplace while the employee is actually doing their job. Examples include induction training. That's when a brand new employee is introduced to the business, its policies, and their role. There's also job shadowing, where a new worker follows an experienced colleague to learn the ropes. Mentoring is another form where a more senior employee guides and supports a junior one over time. And then there's job rotation, where employees move between different roles to build a wider range of skills. The advantages of on-the-job training are that it's cost-effective, you don't need to pay for external courses, and it's directly relevant to the job. The employee learns in the actual environment they'll be working in. However, a key disadvantage is that the trainer might pass on bad habits, and it can disrupt normal workflow. Off-the-job training, as the name suggests, takes place away from the workplace. This could be at a college, a training center, or even online. Examples include attending workshops, completing professional qualifications, or doing e-learning courses. The big advantage here is that employees receive expert, structured training, and they can focus fully without workplace distractions. The downside? It costs more, and the employee is away from work, which means lost productivity during that time. Now, here's a phrase that will earn you marks in the exam. The most appropriate training method depends on the nature of the role and the size of the business. Examiners love to see candidates applying their knowledge to context, so always link your answer back to the business in the question. Let's move on to why businesses train their workers. There are several really important reasons here. First, new technology. When a business introduces new software or machinery, employees need training to use it effectively. Think about a retailer introducing a new self-checkout system. Staff need to know how to operate it and help customers. Second, changes in legislation. If the law changes, for example, new health and safety regulations, businesses must train staff to comply. Failure to do so could result in fines or legal action. Third, improving quality and productivity. A well-trained workforce makes fewer mistakes, works more efficiently, and produces better quality goods or services. This directly improves the business's competitiveness. Fourth, staff motivation. Employees who receive training feel valued by their employer. This links beautifully to Maslow's hierarchy of needs and Hertzberg's motivators. Training can fulfill esteem needs and act as a motivating factor. And fifth, reducing staff turnover. If employees feel the business is investing in them, they're more likely to stay. High staff turnover is expensive. Recruiting and training new staff costs time and money. Investing in development can actually save money in the long run. Now let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. The most common mistake candidates make is giving one-sided answers. If a question asks you to evaluate or assess the benefits of training, you must discuss both sides: the advantages and the disadvantages or limitations. A candidate who only lists benefits will not reach the higher mark levels. Another classic error is being too vague. Saying training helps the business is not enough. You need to explain the chain of reasoning. Training improves employee skills, which leads to higher productivity, which means the business can produce more output at lower cost, which improves profitability. That chain of cause and effect is what separates a level 2 answer from a level 3 answer. Watch out for the command word distinguish. If you're asked to distinguish between on-the-job and off-the-job training, you must explicitly contrast them, not just describe each one separately. Use phrases like whereas or in contrast to show the examiner you're making a comparison. For explain questions worth 3 or 4 marks, use the Peel structure, make your point, give evidence or an example, explain the impact, and link back to the question. This keeps your answer focused and ensures you're developing your reasoning. For longer evaluate or justify questions, always end with a conclusion that makes a clear judgment. Don't sit on the fence. Examiners reward candidates who take a position and support it with reasoning. One more tip. When a question gives you a business scenario, always refer back to it. If the question is about a small bakery, don't write a generic answer about a large multinational. Tailor your response to the context. This is called application, and it's worth marks. Right, quiz time. I'll ask 5 questions, pause the podcast after each one, and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What is the difference between training and development? Answer: training focuses on current job skills. Development focuses on longer-term growth and future roles. Question 2. Give 2 examples of on-the-job training. Answer: any 2 from induction, job shadowing, mentoring, job rotation. Question 3. State 1 advantage and 1 disadvantage of off-the-job training. Answer: advantage, expert, structured training away from distractions. Disadvantage, costly an employee is absent from work. Question 4. Give 2 reasons why a business might invest in training. Answer: any 2 from new technology, legislative changes, improving productivity, motivating staff, reducing staff turnover. Question 5. What does PEEL stand for? Answer: point, evidence, explanation, link. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're in great shape. If not, go back and review those sections before your exam. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways from today's episode. Training is about current job skills. Development is about long-term growth. Remember that distinction, it comes up a lot. The 2 main types of training are on the job and off the job, and each has clear advantages and disadvantages that you should be able to discuss from both the employer's and the employee's perspective. Businesses train staff for many reasons: new technology, legal compliance, productivity, motivation, and retention. In the exam, always develop your reasoning into a chain of cause and effect, apply your answer to the business context given, and include a clear judgment in evaluation questions. Use the mnemonic prod to remember the main reasons businesses train: productivity, retention, operations, covering new tech and legislation, and development of staff. That's it for today's episode. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark you earn is a mark closer to the grade you deserve. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.